It's a chilly, windy Saturday afternoon, and Diego Musolino is installing a solar water heater in the Ubiello family's backyard. The nine Ubiellos, Pablo and Mabel and their seven children, live in a one-room house in a shantytown in Pilar, a suburb on the outskirts of Greater Buenos Aires. Before they got this solar water heater, the Ubiellos didn't have a good way to heat bath water, says Musolino.
The people from these houses, they fill up water bottles, they put them at the sun, and at the end of the day, they take the bottles and they take a bath with that. So having our solar heaters will allow them to have water at maybe 50 degrees centigrade, which is excellent for taking a bath. Currently, they may have water at 25, 30 degrees, which is chill.
The Ubiellos can barely afford the propane gas they need to cook, much less the quantity they would need to heat enough bath water for nine people, says Mabel Ubiello.
To cook, we use gas. During the cold months, most of the time we use firewood to heat our bath water in order to save money. During the spring and the summer, we put out buckets of water in the sun.
The solar water heater will make a big difference in her life, she adds.
Now I won't have all the work of getting the water, putting it in buckets, making sure that the children don't get the water dirty, that they take care of the water. And, well, now everything will be more organized, more cared for, and we'll have less work to do.
Diego Musolino studied software engineering and after graduating got a job at a big multinational company. But 3 years ago, he realized he wasn't happy with that life.
I was working for the capital market, making a software that would make a company a billionaire. So that really wasn't what I liked, and I thought that was not making a big impact in the world or in people.
So in 2010, Musolino quit his job.
I was watching Discovery Channel, and I saw how a guy in the middle of the field, he produced biodiesel with used cooking oil. I saw that and I said, this is amazing. I have to do the same. We're struggling with the petroleum and we have a solution, an apparent solution that could bring us independence on fuel.
Musolino started researching alternative energy and decided that it could solve two of Argentina's biggest problems. The money spent on energy imports and the struggle of the country's poor people to pay for heat and electricity. With a couple of friends, he started the Energizar Foundation, a nonprofit that uses alternative energy to solve social problems.
Sometimes I think, why did I go to university? For our Renewable Energy Foundation, it's like there's nowhere to study to do that. You're creating something that you think it might work, and you make it work.
Musolino taught Mabel and Pablo Ubiello how to make and repair their own solar water heater. The heater, Musolino's variation of a prototype he found online, only uses materials made in Argentina.
If you buy something made in China, for example, when it breaks, the people that had it installed, they cannot fix it. If you give them easy technology and you also construct that technology with them, then it's really easy for them to buy the materials locally because there's nothing imported, and they also know how to fix it. That whole combo makes the project more sustainable.
The foundation's water heaters cost about 300 euros if none of the parts are donated. To fund the water heaters and the foundation's research and development, Musolino gives classes about alternative energy 4 days a week. By charging his students, he scrapes together just enough money to keep the organization going. Musolino says in order to make ends meet, he's had to make sacrifices in his personal life.
First one is still living with my parents, which is something that it's not very common for a 31-year-old person. I mean, I have my working independence by trading off my personal independence.
But today, at least, Musolino says the payoff has been worth it. His next project is to supply solar panels to the families that now have solar water heaters, so that even during one of the shantytown's frequent electricity outages, they'll still have light. Alicia O'Neill, DW, Buenos Aires.